We're here at the World Food Prize, and with me is Corey Reed, who's Senior Vice President, Intelligent Solutions Group with John Deere. And Corey, what are you doing here at World Food Prize?
Well, John Deere has been a part of World Food Prize from the beginning, and our sponsorship of Global Harvest Initiative is the primary reason we're here today. Specifically, it's the release of the Global Gap Report, which has been something we've followed for a long time and been a part of, monitoring and measuring the status of productivity in agriculture around the world.
Well, we talked a lot here, and really the whole thing about World Food Prize is to really talk about solutions, things that we can do to help meet that goal of feeding a growing population in the world. What is John Deere doing to help meet that goal?
Well, you know, John Deere, from its beginning, in 176 years ago, we've been about trying to find new solutions for producers to get more productive on their farms. Today, we're doing that in many countries around the world, over 130 of them. One of the things we try to do is get in and understand local agriculture, understand what their challenges are, and certainly for us, mechanization, new technologies have been a major part of what John Deere drives, but one recognition is that it's much more than that. You have to have a policy environment that's appropriate. You have to have access to markets for local producers. You have to have infrastructure for the products to be traded. You have to have open policy for trade in and out of the country. So if they are surplus producers, they can sell their surplus. Or if they're a food deficit country, they can import. So Global Harvest Initiative and our involvement here is about bringing awareness to those issues, bringing private sector companies like John Deere, like the other private sector companies in Global Harvest Initiative, together with public sector, together with NGOs, talking about what it is we can do to help drive productivity in agriculture around the world.
Well, that's a good point, that there are so many factors involved in food, in feeding people. But I have to say that I continually hear in this at this event the importance of precision agriculture, the importance of this new technology in helping to get the most out of the limited resources that we have. And John Deere is a big part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the primary metric we use to look at productivity is total factor productivity. How much are you growing outputs versus the inputs that you're putting into it? Technology is a great way to enhance that. So for us, whether you're enhancing the productivity or efficiency of a given machine, covering more acres per hour, lowering the cost per acre, or whether you're fixing how those machines work together in a field to be more efficient, or you're trying to give customers an easy platform to understand the data coming off of their land that allows them to improve their productivity and yields over time. So we're focused on being able to make it easier for our customers individually to grow the productivity of their operations.
There's also a lot of talk here about our own individual involvement, making feeding the world personal, putting a face on it. How can John Deere help encourage that, encourage really making feeding the world, because I don't want to call it hunger. I want to say making feeding the world a personal thing, that yeah. Just our neighbors, that are, or whether it's our neighbors or somebody in India.
Yeah, I think from our standpoint, first of all, our commitment to agriculture and our commitment to growing output has been something that we've been behind for a long time. Awareness is the first thing, making sure that more people in the world, more people in our home communities, whether they're here in the United States or in the communities that we're active in, understand where their food comes from and understand the constraints on that. It starts there. It also awareness of what it takes to grow productivity. There are a lot of different ways. And in fact, I think oftentimes people think it's all about large farms. Well, that's a significant portion of what's driving productivity around the world. But actually, in order to meet the demand around the world, we need to improve the productivity at all levels. So 176 years ago, John Deere came into the market with a plow and mechanized for the first time a lot of what was going on in the Midwest. What a lot of people don't understand is each level of innovation that we introduced starting back then is now still active in the world. So there are parts of the world in India and China where we're mechanizing people for the very first time, all the way up through the technology solutions that you talk about, that we talked about earlier, about precision guidance and documentation and control at the individual meter level. Well, today, the productivity needed around the world has to span all of those, from early inception of mechanization and the use of the first hybrid seeds, all the way up to the precision ag that you see in the fields outside here in Iowa that are being harvested today.
And information technology is so important to get the latest information out. It seems like that has grown tremendously, even in places like India, where they've got more access to cell phones than they probably had to landlines before. It just seems like that's growing in a huge way and has a lot of potential to help in the future of our growing population.
Yeah, information is a major part of productivity growth. We talk about research and development and investment in finding better tools to grow productivity. But the other side of that is making sure you can disseminate that knowledge, have a way to reach people in the local communities to take new information about new practices and ways to grow their output. Basic information in some markets is even necessary. Understanding market price so that they're able to achieve the best return on the product that they produce. Extension and disseminating information that allows them to take better practices and deploy them the next year. Basic dissemination of information along with the improvement and being able to close the loop about what you learned this year about how you farm and how productive you were and what can you improve going into next year. And then once you find those things that work, how do you use the technology that we have to spread that information faster, to grow productivity at a faster rate? So first of all, gathering data and information about the crop is extremely important at all levels. But once we learn what works better, being able to spread that quickly to grow productivity is extremely important.
What do you think about it? It seems like there is a greater attendance here at World Food Prize than even last year, which seemed to be huge to me. The room was packed with the release of the GAP report. What do you think about the World Food Prize, its mission, and really the information that they have and their program that they have here?
Well, I think it's phenomenal. You go back to the time of Norm Borlaug and his involvement in both bringing awareness but then also bringing technology and solutions to where there are food deficit environments around the world. That continuation is absolutely necessary in our industry. We're just excited to be a part of it, to be a part of the commitment that World Food Program, World Food Prize has, Global Harvest Initiative has, to understand what really drives productivity in agriculture and what's John Deere's part of that. What can we do to be a part of growing food supply and creating sustainable sources of food and fiber for the world. So we're excited to be a part of it. It's a great mission, and you can tell by the engagement today and the engagement over the course of the week how many people see the importance of the mission.
Thank you very much. Here at World Food Prize, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.